Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Yes, it is illegal for illegal aliens to receive health care paid for by hardworking American taxpayers. But they're making the demand to change that. They want to add that back in. That's one of Chuck Schumer's primary demands, to keep the government open. And we're not going to do that. The American people didn't vote for us to do that. We're trying to clean up the system. So what they're demanding, they know is outrageous. They know it's far beyond the pale. And look, I challenge anybody listening to us, Jake, go pull this up. You will see there is nothing partisan in what we have passed and presented to the Senate. But Chuck Schumer is doing this for one reason. He is trying to get cover from the far left base of his party, because they've been hammering him for not fighting Trump. So he's going to try to show that he's fighting Trump, but he has absolutely no logical basis for doing so here. Yes.
I told you we were going to be here again. I did tell you, did I not? I said, hey, we're going to be having this fight all over again as it pertains to the shutdown. And here we are, having a shutdown fight again. Yay. I know you guys are super excited to have this same old argument over and over again. I know you're super excited. Cable news going balls to the wall coverage over it nonstop. I know y'all are. Come on. Can I get a yeah? Wait, nobody's excited about it at all?
No.
I'm not. This wouldn't happen if we actually were passing a budget. But again, we... This is not a budget to be had. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We are at the top of this first hour on this boring, boring, boring Monday. It's a boring Monday. It is, Kane. It's boring. The weekend was way too short. I'm just, you know, what do you?
I wasn't bored this morning.
You weren't bored? Oh, no, this is a boring, it's a boring day. It's a very boring day. It's a boring news day. We got a bunch of stuff to get into. And then all of the stuff, the latest stuff with this Mormon church shooting as well, that we'll dive into. But first and foremost, welcome, top of the first hour. So we got a government shutdown. We still have a mental health crisis in this country that the left doesn't want to talk about. We've got a lot. We got a lot to hit. And we got people texting me that are on the social media team that don't realize I'm on air. God love them. So where to start with? Because tomorrow at midnight is when everything shuts down. And that's when I hope we do shut down. And I've been seeing the laundry list of all of the services that are going to be affected, guys. Have you been seeing it? The laundry list. This isn't anything unlike the last laundry list of services that we were going to see was going to be affected. It's just the same stuff every time. Just shut the damn government down. I don't care. It's too big anyway. Shut it down. I'm fine with it. That means nothing bad's going to get passed. I'm just, every 6 months, I swear to you, I have this. I have to present all of this old garbage to you like it's new content. Hey, guys, you guys are dumb. You don't remember what happened 6 months ago. That's how this news cycle and cable news, they're all hysterical over it. They're all bringing on the same people to say the same stupid stuff. It's just literally a giant cyclical hellscape is what it is. There's no other way to describe it. It is a giant cyclical hellscape. And we're going to be having this ridiculous debate. Part of it has to do with the fact that Democrats think that they can still just have the same government that they had under Joe Biden, and that's not necessarily true. You know, that's not true. They lost the election. When you lose the election, that means you lose you lose the ability to control the power of the purse. When you lose elections, you lose your mandate. You lose. People don't want this stuff. People don't want the stuff that Democrats are pushing onto them. So, it's a new day, right? It's a new day, a new era. So they got to move on that. We're going to dive deeper into that here coming up. In the meantime, This church that was attacked, there's a piece that'll be coming out about this here very shortly on Substack, if you want to go ahead and subscribe to that. But a couple of things. We have the Portland thing, and then we have this church that was attacked. This guy rammed the front of the church with his truck, opened fire, set the building on fire. Law enforcement responded 8 minutes to end the threat, but the individual used an accelerant when he was setting fire to the church, and apparently he left a whole bunch of IEDs around it as well. Apparently he had a whole list of other targets that were also other churches. He also made some weird bomb threats, etc. This guy clearly has some issues, obviously. I mean, you would have to have an issue to drive your truck in the front of a church. He was a Marine Corps veteran. He served 4 years. He was in Iraq in 2007. And he was apparently like a tech, motor transport, all that kind of stuff. But he donated to ActBlue. And apparently there's people got to be really careful when you're doxing individuals and when you're looking at donations, because sometimes people have the same names and the right gets a little bit crazy, as the left does too sometimes, and you don't want to end up going after the wrong dude. But the guy, I mean, no matter what he donated to, he clearly, I don't think that he's a Trump fan, but he's not like a registered Democrat either. But one of the problems in rushing to focus on right or left, and I know why it's done, because the left politicizes everything before the last heartbeat rings out. I get it. And the right feels like they got to get a jump on it because politics suck. I mean, it's just honestly, people, and I it's just like a demonic hellscape. The political parties are abysmal. The nature of our society makes me genuinely wish for an earth-ending event, because this planet is just hopeless. And I'm not joking. It's just horrible. And I don't know how you go back to any sense of normalcy. That said, you're happy about that, right? Little Daria for you this morning. Happy Monday. But there's this rush to immediately politicize it because you got to hurry up and get your advantage over on your political opponent. You got to hurry up and beat this individual. And I get it. That's why it's done. But in the rush to do that, we're overlooking some serious things here. This guy had some serious mental issues, right? Some serious mental issues. And, you know, apparently this guy, he served overseas, moved back to Utah. Apparently, I guess, had a breakdown in his relationship, etc. I don't know. There's a lot of things that are contributing to this. But the big thing is that, is it a political attack so much as it was an attack of an issue of somebody who's mentally ill? And we can't have a discussion about treatment of mentally ill people because of how politicized all of these things get with the left. And I think that's true. We can't have a serious discussion about it. It goes to banning guns, which have nothing to do with the issue. It's always about banning something. It's always about going after guns. It's always about, you know, something. So, I mean, this is like what, like the second incident that we've had of this now, where we have people who are evil and then people who are dangerously mentally ill, and we are not getting any further than we've gotten since the days of Parkland, because the left's response to everything is completely nonsensical, ban guns, zero mental health analysis at all whatsoever. So we live in pretty hardcore times, my dudes. There's a lot of stuff. We live in some pretty rough times. Now, in addition to this, Jimmy Kimmel's apparently coming back. Now, I don't mean just like ABC. I mean also Nexstar and Sinclair, apparently. So they've ended their refusal to put him on air. I don't know if that means that he's apologized. And that's one of the things that I can't find. It doesn't seem, Kane, like he apologized.
Nope, he sure didn't.
So CNN's headline is, how consumer pushback beat Trump's pressure campaign on Kimmel. This wasn't Trump's pressure campaign. This is why I cannot take seriously anybody on the left. This is why I know that everyone's talking, you know, discourse. I've been entering into good faith debates with people for 15 years. I just think that they're incapable of it. You cannot have good faith debate on this stuff with headlines like this. It wasn't the Trump campaign that did it. It wasn't the Trump administration that waged this censorship campaign on Jimmy Kimmel. Why are they trying to make a martyr out of Jimmy Kimmel? Trump was not targeting Jimmy Kimmel. He maybe like said one or two things about him in a tweet. He wasn't targeting Jimmy Kimmel. I know that Jimmy Kimmel sits in front of a mirror every single night and worships himself, but not everybody else does either, right? We all don't. And it's frustrating because that's not the real, that wasn't what happened. What happened was Nexstar and Sinclair heard from their consumers, and they have an obligation as owners of those networks to do something or react or etc. That's what they were doing. So the actual pressure campaign came from the left. The left literally used government to try to keep a failing show on air. That is what happened here. It was led by the likes of Chuck Schumer and other Democrats that were literally threatening to use government. They created this straw man, this false argument that Trump was trying to run Jimmy Kimmel off air, which he wasn't. So they created this false argument so that they can then justify they're using government to try to keep a failing show on air. And keep in mind that the rumor mill is that they were looking to jettison Jimmy Kimmel for a while now and trying to figure out the best way to do it because he is a drain on their finances. He does not make enough in ad revenue to actually cover his paycheck. He does not make enough in ad. And Jimmy Kimmel could have taken a pay cut so that his staff could get paid and all this other stuff. But he's too much of a pompous ass to do that. So he didn't volunteer to do that. He wanted to get his full paycheck, even though he wasn't delivering. So the big rumor, and it was like that for a while, is that they were looking at getting rid of him. But you can't do that unless you have somebody that you can put in his place, etc. It's a long drawn out process. So now you have the left. And Jimmy Kimmel embraced this wholeheartedly because he was going to be out of a job. So it benefits Jimmy Kimmel to make it look like falsely the administration is targeting him when they never were. It was just Jimmy Kimmel is an untalented, unfunny oaf, and he got himself in trouble on top of his abysmal ratings. And he decided to embrace this as a lifeline to save his career. Because what is he going to do if he gets fired from late night, right? I mean, that's kind of the pinnacle. What do you do after you get fired from late night? I mean, I guess he could go to OnlyFans, Kane, but ain't nobody watching that stuff. You know, maybe people have a potato fetish. I don't know. And they could go and watch him on that. I don't know. He looks like one. Anyway, so he needed that as a lifeline to desperately try to reinvigorate his career. And he used the left, and the left was happy to have an example to be some kind of cudgel to use against Trump. So it was a relationship of convenience for sure. Did you know that fall is one of the best seasons for planting? Many trees and plants thrive when planted now, but knowing where to start makes all the difference. That's why you should turn to Fast Growing Trees, the largest online nursery in the United States. They offer thousands of plants from fruit trees to privacy hedges, all tailored to your climate, so landscaping feels stress-free. Plus, their Alive and Thrive guarantee means that your plants arrive ready to grow. No more loading up a dirty car or wandering around a nursery with limited options. And grown to last by American farmers, all on American soil. Whether you want privacy, shade, or natural beauty, fall is the time to plant. And with fast shipping, expert support, and top quality plants, Fast Growing Trees makes it happen. Get up to 50% off of select plants at fastgrowingtrees.com. Use code Dana at checkout for an extra 15% off of your first purchase. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com and use code Dana for an extra 15% off. Offer valid for a limited time and terms apply.
Scratch furniture? It happens. But when your canine patients can't stop scratching themselves, you know the signs of allergies anywhere. Luckily, Hill's Prescription Diet ZD dog food is made with hydrolyzed protein to help reduce skin irritation, scratching, and digestive issues with nutrition to support visible improvement in skin and coat in 30 days. With active Biome Plus digestion technology to promote gut health for dogs with food sensitivities, your patients can get back to feeling good and getting up to no good. Intended for veterinary professionals. Can't stop scratching? Hill's Prescription Diet ZD dog food with active Biome Plus digestion has nutrition to help reduce skin irritation and support visibly improved skin and coat in 30 days so they can get back to feeling good. Intended for veterinary professionals.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So AI is apparently threatening white collar work. And so as a result, more young Americans are choosing blue collar careers. This from CBS News, which decided to bury the lead three paragraphs in, which goes to show you that AI is better than at writing reports than actual idiot humans who barely pass with under probably a 2.0 GPA from whatever hideous butt-tastic J school they attended. Basically, they said 57% of Gen Zers are citing student loan debt. I don't care. They don't even get into the AI portion. Whoever, who is this person? Megan Carrillo should be fired and have to go back to J school. If I was her employer, I would literally fire her and make her write an apology for wasting everybody's time of reading this drivel that she calls news copy. The lead is literally buried eight paragraphs in where they said three quarters of graduates from Gen Z are actually going into, more and more are looking into now blue collar work because AI is threatening to eliminate all of, you know, previously what they were going into. And I think that this Megan whatever girl should probably find blue collar work as well, because she's not cut out to write. If you can't write better than AI, you need to be fired. Let's see, moving on down the line. Let's see, tropical blah, blah, blah. It's hurricane season. Guess what? There's going to be hurricanes in hurricane season.
No.
Jesus, these people. Oh my gosh, the weather. Left makes everything stupid. Economic anxiety grows under Trump. Blah, blah, blah. Political liability. Well, if they don't lower taxes more, yeah, it's going to get worse. I mean, I've only been screaming this for how many years now? Yeah. So they said that Democrats are wanting to hammer Trump about the economy. That's where his polling is at his lowest point. Now, look, a lot of that is because of the tariff stuff. You knew this is going to be bumpy. The other part is that a lot of these deals with these other nations to normalize some of the stuff have not been happening as fast as they need to. It's not saying that they haven't been happening. It just needs to happen faster. And you got to remember, it's a very big gamble to take with the American public that wants results immediately. People want immediate satisfaction. They want immediate satisfaction. So that's a big issue. So the administration needs to get up on this. It's great to do these other things, but if you can't, you know, save people with their wallet, that's going to complicate things for midterms. And then you know what that's going to turn out to be like. And if Republicans give up more during this battle, the shutdown battle, that's also going to make all of this worse. FBI is firing agents photographed kneeling during the 2020, whatever, racial hokery, hoaxing and all that. For remember the summers of fun and fire, according to the Associated Press. Yeah, I think they should be fired. You don't need to be taking a knee. Do your job or get out. You're not special. You're not owed anything. Do your job or go get bent. That's it. Very simple. And Rick Moranis is ending his retirement. Apparently, Spaceballs 2 is going to save us all. Thank heavens. But I do think that we need to come up with some original movies. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. It is our friends over at Kel-Tec. It is one of the newest that they have. They got something new. It's they've taken their KS7 platform to the next level. So the KS7 Gen 2, super awesome. It's packed with upgrades. This is a pump action shotgun, and it's smoother now. Cleaner cycling, enhanced durability. You have 5-slot Picatinny rail accessory underneath. You can add grips, lights, key, whatever you want to do, or you can keep it flush and sleek with a cap. All of the original KS7 advantages are there. I mean, it's still ultra lightweight. I think it's like 6.8 pounds unloaded. Bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity for stopping power. It is legit, like, it's something you definitely need for home defense. Love the KS7. And it's the KS7 Gen 2 Defender Package also ups the game. You got the Vortex Crossfire Green Dot extended butt pad. You got the Magpul Vertical Grip, all kinds of stuff. And it's available in black or totally kitted out and ready to go as part of the Kel-Tec Defender series. Now, affordability. MSRP is $639. So you get all this advanced performance well within reach. It's Kel-Tec innovation made in America, family owned and operated. It's the KS7 Gen 2. It's all made right here in the US of A with American materials. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Scratch furniture? It happens. But when your canine patients can't stop scratching themselves, you know the signs of allergies anywhere.
Luckily, Hill's Prescription Diet ZD dog food is made with hydrolyzed protein to help reduce skin irritation, scratching, and digestive issues, with nutrition to support visible improvement in skin and coat in 30 days. With Active Biome Plus digestion technology to promote gut health for dogs with food sensitivities, your patients can get back to feeling good and getting up to no good. Intended for veterinary professionals.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Truman and I initially requested a meeting last Saturday. Donald Trump agreed to the meeting, and then a few days later abruptly canceled it. We've made clear that we're ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone at any time and at any place in order to make sure that we can actually fund the government, avoid a painful Republican caused shutdown, and address the health care crisis that Republicans have caused that's impacting everyday Americans all across the country.
So did the White House? I don't understand what. So that's Hakeem Jeffries. What does he mean that the administration has caused? I don't. What do you mean? They didn't set the last economic policies that put us in this position, and I'm not falling for that. This is just saying. The, I mean, the shrinking of government means more capital is freed up. It's what they apparently don't realize. I mean, this has been, they knew that there were going to be cuts coming. They knew that money has to be saved somewhere. What Democrats are reacting to is they don't want the welfare spigots to be turned off. They want to be able to continue funding everything from illegal immigration to DEI to name it. They want to continue funding all of this stuff. They don't want to cut any of these programs. They don't. And the administration has said programs that do not benefit from an infusion of mandatory appropriations, they're, I mean, you got to figure it out. Republicans seem to feel pretty confident. Everybody's, the House reconvened today. They have the September 30th deadline, so it's tomorrow at midnight. And in the Senate, they passed, remember, the House passed the CR. The Senate doesn't want to deal with it, and so the fight is in the Senate. And the Democrats are demanding that if there's any kind of, you know, they want a CR that includes a permanent extension of the Obamacare subsidies that were expanded during the pandemic. And Thune might be just dangling this out like a carrot in front of all these donkeys, but he's saying, look, yeah, sure, we'll negotiate later, but not right now in this government funding bill. And they wanted, Democrats, they want a whole bunch of policies. They want a whole bunch of policy funding for policies that have no business being funded in any of this. So look, they want to permanently extend all of the Obamacare subsidies, you know, because Obamacare is so successful, the government has to subsidize it. Right. This doesn't make sense to you because you're a smart person. And that's why it doesn't make sense to you. They want to reverse all. They want to reverse the public media defunding. Any Republican that caves on this. Well, I'm already done with it. I've been done with them for a while. But they want all of the funding to go back to NPR and PBS, the public broadcasting. They want all the funding back. They want the rescissions to stop. Now, remember the rescissions battle that I keep waiting. You know, Republicans keep hinting like they're going to do something smart with these rescissions, and we're going to do this, and we're going to wait till we get to this point, and then we're going to put these rescissions in and run this funding out so that way, you know, de facto, we can't spend the money. Democrats want that to stop. They want all spending freezes to end. They want to reverse the one big beautiful bill cuts to Medicaid, which I'm sorry, they were paltry cuts to begin with, but they want those, they want that reversed. This would fund government through October 31st. And then guess what? We're going to be in the same position again because everything sucks. So that's what they want. And this is actually just kind of a clean CR, the way that they, as much as it can be with the state of things. And it is very much, I would say, close to that. This is what Democrats wanted. And by the way, Democrats had no problem passing this in the House. And they had no problems passing it when Biden was in office. They passed the CR. Now they don't want to because it's Trump. So that's the only thing that's changed. And then they're mad because all of their, you know, the USAID stuff was cut and all of that. They're mad over all of it. Well, that's not our, it's not what our money's supposed to go to. So that's pretty much, it's a non-starter. Democrats, I think, don't realize yet just how bad of a gamble this is going to be for them to continue to push for these and like restoring cuts. How do you think that independents are going to react if Republicans go, you know what, we're going to restore the funding we took from the from NPR and public broadcasting? We're going to restore those. How would Republicans act? How would their base act? Do Democrats honestly think that they're going to whine Republicans into doing that? I don't believe so. That would be a disaster. But that's just one example. You know, the big, beautiful bill, which I was not a fan of because it didn't do enough, not even remotely enough. I don't even think it got 3/16 close enough. But it was still something, I guess you could argue. And that was even too much for them. This will very much be their shutdown if it happens, because this CR, our current Congress, got this CR through the House. The Senate's got to deal with it, and they got to send it back. And the Senate, so far, they can't agree. And they're livid over these other cuts. So Republicans, they did it. They got it done. They got it done. And now Schumer is, you know, staring at this. Republicans delivered this CR, and Democrats are dragging their feet on it in the Senate. And we got a deadline tomorrow night, Tuesday. Kane, do you think that they're gonna run afoul of this deadline?
Oh, Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. There are 7 needed in the Senate to pass.
Please let it.
Even though we have a majority in the House, the Senate is where they know that the minority party.
Yeah, because the House passed the CR.
Yeah,
so this is what the House passed.
They know that, you know, the minority party has the power here. They're the ones actually holding hostage the CR until they get their way. And I don't think it's going to end the way they like it.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it's going to. I don't think it will either. So the if this shuts down, this will be theirs to own. Totally. Entirely theirs to own. And Republicans need to keep playing that game. They need to stay on that message. They need to stay on that message. So we'll see. I got a couple of other things to tell you about. Can I just talk about this Sims thing real quick? I'll get to the other stuff that I had this segment. Sorry, Juan. Juan's like, you're just skipping everything that's on the rundown. Sorry. Have you guys ever played The Sims? I don't, because I have a life in the real world, and I have a husband, and if I want romantical times, it's in real time here. I just think The Sims are weird. I've heard too many stories, and I've watched DNSL videos, Daniel, make fun of these people, and he goes online. Guys, can I just, if you've never gone into the deep dive of, I don't even know what his last name is. It's just Daniel, right? It's DNSL on YouTube. Yeah, we don't know. He had to create a million different YouTube channels because they kept shutting him down. He would go onto these communities and like to show you kind of what like the freaks were doing. I mean, there were furries in these communities and they were all, oh my gosh. And he would just troll them. And I just never understood The Sims or Second Life or anything like that. I just think it's weird. I don't like games where I have to go and do real life stuff, right? Like, that's one of the things Fallout made me so mad. I hated playing Fallout. You know why? Because, oh, you got to eat food. I do that in real life. I don't play a video game so I can go on a quest to get food. That sucks. Nobody wants to do that, right? Like, I want to go fight monsters and zombies and things like that. I don't want to go and, oh, I'm going to go and get stuff to make a stove. It's just, I can't stand it. And The Sims Kane is similar. And you know, and people like they make money on this thing and they buy stuff. And it's just, I don't know. But anyway, my whole point is that apparently now Jared Kushner and the Saudis are going to buy EA games, and EA owns The Sims. And so the left is losing their mind because it's Kushner, namely, and then the Saudis. And then my whole point in bringing this up is apparently it's all the left, which tells you everything you need to know about The Sims, Kane. Is it just lefty weirdos that play it? Yeah. I don't know anybody on the right that plays it.
I played the very old school version. The super old school SimCity.
I can proudly say I never did.
You remember SimCity though, back in the day?
I've heard of it, but I never played it.
Oh yeah, you'd set taxes and you'd build cities.
That's just boring.
No, it was great.
Why don't you come do real life in a video game simulation?
Well, it was about building a community.
I don't want to build a community. I want to be left alone and go fight monsters. That's my idea of heaven. Nobody anywhere, and then I just fight monsters and I got some dogs. That's it. It's amazing. And these games are telling me other. Now wait, what is cringier? Is The Sims or Second Life cringier? Is that a hard question, really?
I don't know. I think they're both at a level of cringe that's pretty equal today.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I feel like the Second Life one looks weirder. I don't know. But these people get on there and then they take it seriously. Like how I joke women should never take the store Forever 21 seriously. Like literally. Second Life should not be taken that as well. But anyway, I am just endlessly amused because apparently all these people we're talking about are lefties because it's the left that's livid over this. And I think that's what you've mostly seen too, right, Kane?
Yeah, for sure.
It's mostly the left. So here's someone said, well, if the Saudis buy EA, there's going to be a lot of less gay stuff in The Sims. Oh my gosh, I don't know. But didn't The Sims get like inclusive or something? I don't even know what that means. What does it even mean? Why would you buy that? It's a game. It's a game. People can be animals in it for crying out loud. I don't know. So because yes, I'm sure Jared Kushner cares so much about these people's lives that he's like, I'm going to go and end all your fun. I don't know. I don't know. But they, I'm just so glad I've never played this ever. I'm so glad I never played it. A couple of things on the way. J.K. Rowling hits back at, what's that chick? What is her name? Emma Watson. Yeah. I really felt J.K. Rowling with her big old giant long diatribe that she published on X. We're going to talk about it because she's done with all the criticism with the trans stuff. And what we have on the way, bear with me, I've got a million windows open on my giant computer screen. We got to get into some of the left, the ICE. So the guy who targeted the ICE facility in Dallas, this is a horrible story. He apparently obsessively searched for the Charlie Kirk shooting video. And then he had a handwritten note that was discovered. So I know it's copycat stuff is real. We're going to dive into that. We also have some of the latest. Ariana Grande has shared a scathing social media post directed at Trump voters. Has she decided what race she is yet? I'm curious. I don't know. Yeah. All right. So we'll talk about that. We got a lot more on the way as we move. We're all vinegar today. As we move our partners over at Webroot. Webroot is, this is one of the things where I think you would rather have it and not need it, then need it, not have it, because it is so easy to scam people online, and scammers are really, really sophisticated. So here's the deal. I can sit here and run down the list of all of the stuff that Webroot does, which let's be real, you're not going to know some of this. I mean, unless you're like a total computer nerd, like one of my kids, you're not going to know it. They got the VPN. They got everything that you need to protect yourself online, and not just you, but your family. So they got the real-time protection against the malware, ransomware, you know this stuff, the phishing, the built-in network monitoring. The other thing I think is incredibly important is credit and financial monitoring with alerts, because they monitor the dark web. They have advanced monitoring. You get up to $1 million in theft-related expense reimbursements. Now, you also get identity health status updates, because there's more than one way that people try to scam you out of your identity. Finance, with any kind of medical, anything like that. And the coverage isn't just for you. It extends to your kids, students, your parents, because heaven knows parents are like, is this real? Should I respond to, because God love them, they just think everybody's as nice as they are. Should I respond to this? No, you shouldn't respond to this person. This is all the reason why you need Webroot. You get VPN, you get protection for your devices, the whole nine yards. And right now they're offering 50% off of Webroot Total Protection or Webroot Essentials And the only way that you can get the 50% off is at webroot.com/Dana. You won't get it 50% off anywhere else. You can live a better, safer digital life with Webroot. 50% off right now only at webroot.com/Dana.
Scratch furniture? It happens. But when your canine patients can't stop scratching themselves, you know the signs of allergies anywhere. Luckily, Hill's Prescription Diet ZD dog food is made with hydrolyzed protein to help reduce skin irritation, scratching, and digestive issues with nutrition to support visible improvement in skin and coat in 30 days. With Active Biome Plus digestion technology to promote gut health for dogs with food sensitivities, your patients can get back to feeling good and getting up to no good. Intended for veterinary professionals.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
So this is video of this chick working out, and she's mad that this other woman is in her shot. And by in her shot, I mean the other woman, it's a public gym, it's a 24-hour fitness. And the other woman's at a different, she's by the weights, and she's like over at a different, I mean, it's a gym, it's an open gym. Yeah, with her back to her. She's not trying to get into the camera, but this old broad gets all ticked off because I guess she's trying to, I don't know what she thinks she's doing. And then she gets mad.
Yes.
This old broad needs to, like, first off, you're not working out if you're noticing other people around you.
Right.
If you're noticing that this chick's there, you're not working out hard enough. You know, good heavens. I can't stand people like this, dudes or chicks. I cannot stand it. If you're going to, if you want to do this bougie stuff and you don't want to have to share the space with other people who pay the same damn membership fee that you pay, then go to a private gym or keep your old face at home. So, no, I'm not being nice about this because I hate broads like this. I can't stand this. They make the gym horrible for everyone. Have you seen this stuff before? I've been at a gym before, at a 24-hour fitness. That was a gym we used to go to. And I've literally watched these gym bunnies who can't lift anything more than 10 pounds or dudes who only get a pump, but they have like no real strength. And they mark out this, like they like take up this whole part of the gym and everyone's got to stand around. They've got stuff going on and wait for these people to film themselves for their 800 followers on social media. It's so annoying. If you're going to do that and you don't want people in your shot, then go to a private gym or keep your dumb butt at home. It's super easy. But the fact that she like flipped out like this, first off, like she has a right. Like there's stuff over there. That woman was going to the weights and the machines that were over in that part of the room. She doesn't owe you anything. And then the lady posted that online thinking that she was going to be supported as being in the right. And predictably, she was not. I mean, the rest of the public had the same reaction that you and I are having. I can't stand that stuff. That is so annoying. Go film yourself. What are you filming yourself for? Who cares? Seriously, what is your damage? This is what I hate about social media. I'm not saying that people aren't special little creations of God, but you aren't so important that you have to film yourself at the gym and rush to share your workout message with the world. Everyone, we've gone from participation trophy culture to I have to say something on social media culture. That's what it is. Now everybody feels like, oh my gosh, let me show you my workout. Let me just stop it. And especially to get that nasty with somebody over it. Man, that broad's lucky she didn't get a dumbbell thrown at her head. Man, I'm telling you what, because not every chick would have been cool like that with her. It's just ass. I hope 24-Hour Fitness kicked her out. Although, I don't know. Maybe she was a she-he. I don't know. Never know with some. She seemed pretty aggressive. Maybe she had her tee shot today. We got more on the way. Second hour coming up. As we move our partners that help make it happen, look, I'm always about diversifying your weapons array. I carry all the time, and I have no problem in throwing lead towards any kind of threats to me or my family. That said, I also completely understand that you've got college kids that are not old enough to carry, although they're old enough to go and serve overseas and carry full auto, they're not old enough to carry here in defense of their lives when they're, you know, under 21, but yet living on their own, going to college. Or maybe you're going to a place where municipal and local restrictions are disarming you. This is why I say diversify your weapons array. Byrna can be a part of that. Byrna gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. Now, there's two different versions. The SD, the CL, which stands for compact launcher, that's the smaller version of the SD. Now, compare this to regular stun guns. You got maybe one or two shots. But with the Byrna CL, it's 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. So this is something that is a defensive tool for you to use when your other options are unconstitutionally restricted. It doesn't care about gun-free zones. There's no background checks, no permits, and it can be sent right to your front door, so it's accessible for everyone. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Get your hands on the new Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
Going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Erica Kirk demonstrates the power of her Christian faith by forgiving her husband's murderer. The communist Chinese are likely culprits in a plot against critical U.S. communications. Will we ever get serious about confronting them? And Google's parent company admits what we already knew, that it censored YouTube accounts on orders from the Biden administration. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Could ever cancel her out or cancel that out for anything. It has to remain true. It is true. And this is where this like holding of these, I just don't know what else to do other than hold these two seemingly incompatible things together at the same time and just hope maybe they will one day resolve or like co-join themselves and maybe accept that they never will, but that they can both still be true. And I can love her. I can know she loved me. I can be grateful to her. I can know the things that she said are true. And that can be this whole other thing. And my job feels like to just hold.
You don't have a job.
Just to hold all of it. But
you can
the
just
bigger
shut
thing
up.
Is just... what she's done will never be taken away from me.
So this is a classic case of self-infatuation. That's Emma Watson, who the only reason anybody knows her is because another woman created her whole life and gave her a body of work. And without that, she would not be the privileged princess that she is today. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. Top of this second hour, the chats at Rumble. You can watch the radio program, Channel 347 Direct TV. She was doing this interview, and it was all of, on the trans stuff about J.K. Rowling. What is this? Well, and my job is to just, you don't have a job. Your job isn't, that's not your job. You decided to try to curry favor with the far left by sucking up to trans Tifa. And so you did that while also, you she couldn't just do it by herself. She had to slam J.K. Rowling originally when she did it. And I love J.K. Rowling's response because it's so cutting. She says that she isn't owed internal agreement from any actor who once played a character she created. But she said that the people who have disagreed with her, they didn't just disagree with her. She goes, they think that our former professional association gives them a particular right, nay, an obligation to critique me and my views in public. Years after they finished acting in Potter, they all continued to assume the role of de facto spokespeople for the world I created. And she says, until quite recently, I hadn't managed to throw off the memory of children who needed to be gently coaxed through their dialogue in a big, scary film studio. And she says that she didn't comment on any of these actors. And then she said that, but she is with this one. She said that Emma asked someone to pass on a handwritten note to me, from her to me, which contained the single sentence, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. She has my phone number. And she goes, that's went back when the death and rape and torture threats were at their peak against Rowling. And she said Emma had just publicly poured more petrol on the flames, yet a one line of expression of concern from her would reassure me of her fundamental sympathy and kindness. And here's where it gets really good. She goes, she writes, and this is Rowling on X, like other people who've never experienced adult life uncushioned by wealth and fame, Emma has so little experience of real life, she's ignorant of how ignorant she is. She'll never need a homeless shelter. She's never going to be placed on a mixed-sex public hospital ward. She adds, I'd be astounded if she's ever been in a high street changing room since childhood. Her public bathroom is single occupancy and comes with a security man standing guard outside the door. Has she had to strip off in a newly mixed sex changing room at a council-run swimming pool? Is she ever likely to need a state-run rape crisis center that refuses to guarantee an all-female service? To find herself sharing a prison cell with a male rapist who's identified into the women's prison? She adds, I wasn't a multimillionaire at 14. I lived in poverty while writing the book that made Emma famous. I therefore understand from my own life experience what the trashing of women's rights in which Emma has so enthusiastically participated means to women and girls without her privileges. And the greatest irony here is that, had Emma not decided in her most recent interview to declare that she loves and treasure me, a change of tack I suspect she's adopted because she's noticed full-throated condemnation, I mean, is no longer as quite fashionable as it was, I might never have been this honest. That's a complete utter destruction. Finisher. That's a complete utter destruction. It is true, though. I love how she says that because she created a world in which Emma Watson was hired to portray a character, she thinks that that not only that gives her a de facto right. I would go further. Not as a spokesperson for the entire world that J.K. Rowling created, but Emma Watson has enjoyed great privileged fame acting as this expert on J.K. Rowling. When Rowling's reticent to give any kind of statement to the press, when she has declined to even comment on the people that acted in the stories that she's created, Emma Watson has shown no such courteousness. In fact, she has chased the light and the camera at every opportunity to opine on it because she's not getting the same roles that she was once offered. And I think a lot of that is dried up as she's progressed into an adult and is no longer considered a child actor. And so I think that she's had to find more creative ways to keep her name in the press, and going after J.K. Rowling and sucking up to the trans Tifa community is one of the ways in which she's decided to do that. But it doesn't give her the right to act as this unofficial, you know, self-nominated spokesperson for Rowling, nor does it give her any kind of special insight into J.K. Rowling. All she did was act as a character in a world that Rowling created years ago. It's not like they're close or that they're besties or anything like that. But boy, has Emma Watson really tried to trade off the name of J.K. Rowling, who's still making bank, even as Watson has to chase the cameras just to try to get an inkling of it. It's just ridiculous. And so she needed to be put in her place. Emma Watson is like the Greta Thunberg of acting in a way. Like she's in the with regards to trans. She has a very Greta Thunberg vibe about her, right? And you don't always have to have a take, but this is another example of someone who is so desperate to keep their name in the press that they have to have a take. Do you realize how stupid that makes all of conversation everywhere? Think about it in terms of American politics with anything. Again, example. In American politics, you go on social media, somebody always has to have a take on something. They always have to have a take. And I think that that has made conversation so stupid because in this rush to, there's more of a rush to be first with a comment than there is to be smart about it. There's more of a rush to, do you see me? Do you see me? Pick me and wave your hand than there is to just be reasoned and think things out and, you know, have a fully fleshed out thought before rushing to social media to share a fragment of it. Don't you think that that's why everything's been made so dumb, Kane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
It really feels that way. It really feels that way. Well, you know, and I feel like it's my job. It's not, though. It really isn't. So a couple of other things that I wanted to touch on with you. I'm going over. Okay. So Super Bowl. I don't have a thought on this. Can I say Super Bowl? Wait, am I not allowed to say that?
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. You can't say, don't say it again.
Uber Bowl, say. Can I do that?
Okay.
Okay. The stupid game. You can't. You literally can't say it. Or is it you can't say it during the time that it's on air?
Just say the big game.
The that big dumb game. Football game. Because they get so litigious. You can't even talk about it in news. I don't know if people realize that. That's a real thing. Kane, like, tell the people, because people don't believe us. Every year we talk about this and nobody believes me.
Yeah, the term Super Bowl together, in quotes, is a copyrighted term.
Yeah.
And you can't use it.
You literally can't say the word. So we can't say the word on air because they'll sue you. I'm not kidding.
No, they'll demonetize anyone using it, right?
Well, digitally, so but broadcast, what they'll do is they'll file a complaint.
Yeah, they could, yeah.
Yeah, they'll file a complaint. So, yeah, you know who? With who? Yeah, FCC. They'll file a complaint. So you can't say it. So they decided to get for the... Can you even say the time of the show that comes in midway? I don't even think you can say
you
that.
You can say that. Yeah, halftime happens in every football game. So not just at
the Yeah, but for just, these douchers, they're going to like litigate it if you say it, I'm sure. Okay, so they have Bad Bunny who's performing. Why? For real, why? Thoughts? Steve, what do you make of this pick?
I don't know. Juan's the big Bad Bunny fan over there. You got to ask him. I like him, but it's not going to be in any English.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just like, I know a couple of his songs, but is that really like that widespread?
They're trying to reach
it
a global.
Seems very niche.
They're trying to reach a global audience. They've been pushing that for like a decade now. I get it. Why,
yeah, but it's like, I mean, to reach a global audience, wouldn't you have like more or like major? I don't know. Like, I mean, for crying out loud, there's more. I mean, if they're trying to be like, we want a Hispanic artist. There's tons of Hispanic artists that I think maybe are more. I would say more. I don't want to say not mainstream because it's not like he's not mainstream, but I would say more universally appreciated, I guess, is the term I'm looking for. Okay. Does that make sense? It seemed like a real niche pick. Juan's like, he's the number one artist in the world. I know, Juan loves him. He's got the downloads, man. I get it. But I'm just like who? I feel like you need a supporting act that, okay, so here's my thinking. So, you know the grandparents, right? Like, you know, Papa watches this. He watches the Super Bowl. He loves the Super Bowl. Papa's going to be like, who the hell is this? Now, Papa he's a weird dude. He likes the Stones, and then he likes people like, he likes James Taylor, but then he likes Al Green and like old Motown, right? So, just a thought, why couldn't you have like a Bad Bunny and then maybe like an old Motown kind of thing, right? I'm just saying, like a few, right? If you really want to be universal, I'm just saying.
I mean, will there ever be a bigger one than Prince's halftime show?
No, Prince no, was, that was the best one ever, like, and I will fight people on it.
Yeah, and I don't think
he was amazing.
And
it literally rained when he was playing Purple Rain. Right. That was from the Lord. That was amazing. So that's why I'm putting it out. I don't actually care if it's a Trump thing because he apparently doesn't like Trump. And is that why this is a big issue?
I think so. But we grew up like in the 90s. We had obviously Prince and all that. But whenever there was a crappy or unwanted halftime show, other networks would do something during that time to pull people over to their channels, right? So I'm thinking that we're going to possibly see something like that in this instance, but you know, we'll see.
I don't care what their politics are. I am coming at this from a purely selfish, how does it benefit me angle? Because I watch the Super Bowl, the Super Game. So stupid. I hate this. Because I'm married and my husband wants to. And there's certain things that I will do and certain things that he will do. Like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, you're going to go see that Downton Abbey movie with me. And he's like, dear heavens, woman, fine. Well, you know, what's the trade-off for that? I got to watch the game with him. You know what I'm saying? But this is like the most entertaining part of the game for me. And I want it to be good. That's literally the only reason why I care. I don't care what your politics are. I need you to be like a stellar performer. And so that's my thing. So is Bad Bunny, is he like a great stage performer? Because this is a whole different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? And I think Juan makes a good point. Juan's like, I don't think he's an artist suited for the Super Bowl. And Juan's saying this in Slack. He's like, it's in Spanish. I don't care if it's in Spanish or not. But he's like, it's not meant, this is the point, it's not meant for kids or a family event broadcast all over the nation. His music is basically audible porn. Yeah. That is a really good point. And so that's my thing. Like, I don't, because everybody's got their kids, you know? Nobody wants to be sending their kids out of the room. Can you trust him to do, like, a super clean set? I don't know. And the other thing is, a lot of these artists, like last Super Bowl, you know, you have Kendrick Lamar. He might be great in certain venues, but I thought he fell flat in the stadium. I'm sorry. He doesn't have enough to hold the ground in a stadium. Like Prince can walk into a stadium and you feel like he's playing to you. He is just a phenomenal performer. Not everybody's a Prince. And regardless of whether you love or hate Beyonce, she can do the same thing. Aerosmith can do the same thing. U2 can do the same thing. Bruno Mars can even do the same thing. It's very different. Like Shakira can do the same thing. Not every artist has the ability to do that. We got more on this coming up. So I think that's the big objective. All Family Pharmacy is a family-owned business dedicated to helping you get the medications you need when you need them the most. With over 200 essential medications available, including antibiotics, antivirals, things like ivermectin, emergency kits, and more, they have you covered for everything from daily prescriptions to biohacking support. Each order includes a doctor's prescription, so there's no hassle or middleman. Plus, with fast shipping options, including overnight delivery, your medications arrive quickly right to your door. And as flu season approaches, now is the time to stock your medicine cabinet with essentials like Tamiflu, antibiotics, and vitamins to help keep you and your family healthy. Being proactive with your health is smarter than reacting too late. And beyond basics, All Family Pharmacy offers biohacking products like NAD+, Methylene Blue, and so much more, all designed to boost energy, focus, immunity, and even weight management. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code DANA10 to save 10% today. Don't wait. Be ready for flu season with All Family Pharmacy. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I think it was really inspiring how Mr. Levin just keeps on wanting to grow and learn more from the people around him, his peers and his advisor, his father even.
Anya, how do you want to grow?
Well, I'm also trying to grow my communications. I just became the communications chair of my goals TA, student government.
Hey, Brett, This thing about communication, how important is that? And how important is for Anya to continue to develop these communication skills?
It's so important. And I think today, as kids, you have your cell phones in your hands all the time and learn how to look people in the eye, publicly speak and talk to people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a California Police Department has a drone program where they are helping officers track down and arrest things like shoplifters, criminals like shoplifters. So they tested this thing out. It was called the Drone First Responder Program. And so what they did is there was a guy who robbed a Walmart and then was fleeing on a bicycle and they got the drones out after him. Imagine you're a dude who robbed Walmart. I mean, just roll with me. And you're on your little bicycle and you're pedaling away and you hear a and there's a drone coming at you. Right? I think that might maybe serve as a good deterrent in the future. 1 in 5 Americans now regularly get news from TikTok, up sharply from 2020. I do not have a TikTok account. If it's U.S. owned and we don't send our stuff to China, I will reconsider. But because of that, but now there's a lot of people getting their news off TikTok. I think a lot of people get their news off social media, period. I know I do. Kind of robbed you this segment, but I'll make it longer. I'll make it up to you next time. Stick with us. More in store. Back in a sec. The folks who help make the program possible, it is the friends at Relief Factor. If you want to have help with your everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor can help you manage it in a drug-free way. And it's all designed to help your body's healthy inflammatory response. There have been a lot of people who have found help from Relief Factor. And as I said, all of the stuff that causes your soreness, your stiffness, your discomfort after exercise, your daily activities, Relief Factor targets that inflammation that keeps you from doing the exercise you need and enjoying the things that you love. It's 100% drug-free, research-based formula created to support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease discomfort from exercising, aging, or everyday living, and you can help maintain healthy joints, muscles, the whole nine yards. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. It's less than a cup of coffee, but don't wait. Because you can get the relief immediately. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Get that 3-week quick start today for $19.95. Support your body with natural anti-inflammatory power and see if Relief Factor is right for you.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we need to look at every aspect of illegal migration upstream, looking at the causes, which, of course, are often poverty, climate change, persecution. Look at the causes.
climate change. I'm so, so, oh, dear Lord, it's only Monday. Please put a hand over my mouth. Hi, welcome back. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this. We're at the bottom of the second hour. We're in a really weird mood. I had my birthday weekend. Thank you for the nice birthday wishes. Yes, and got my highlights taken out. So we're going back to black, as Amy Winehouse would say. All right, so welcome back. So there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. This was the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying illegal immigration and fighting age men. They're coming into the country, you see, Kane, because of the climate change.
So these fighting age men are coming in because of climate change?
Isn't it interesting how climate change has become kind of the catch-all catalyst, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we have to have more of your money to throw at the sun as a sacrifice for the climate change, you see. Oh, my gosh, the hurricanes are happening. Well, it is hurricane season. No, it's the climate change. We're going to take more of your money for the climate change. Oh, why are all of these people who are fighting age and they're all men, like, coming illegally, just flooding from boats into your island nation? Why is that? Oh, it's because of the climate change. That's why. Well, why didn't they go to other nations? Why are they coming to, like, yours? Oh, it's just climate. It's just, like, the thing that you can just throw out there, and that's supposed to answer everything. Oh, climate change. Oh, okay. Why did this happen? Oh, because of climate change. That also happened. I mean, everything can... Oh, it's climate change. Mm-hmm. It could also just be an invasion and you're a pansy. It could also be that. Can I, on the heels of that, let me share this piece with you. I can't even believe, I can't even believe this is a real story. And it is. It is a very real story. So here it is. And it's from The Telegraph, which is a left-leaning publication. Here is the headline. Quote, first cousin marriage has benefits, says NHS guidance, despite birth defect risk.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's not real.
It is. See, that's why I was like, it is a very real story.
That is not at all real. Nobody in there.
Hands to sky. I promise you so much. It's real. Like for real. For real. FORRILL, for real. This is the piece. The NHS has been urged to apologize for publishing guidance extolling the benefits of first cousin marriage despite the increased risk of birth defects. Guidance published last week by the NHS England's Genomics Education Program says first cousin marriage is linked to, quote, stronger extended family support systems and economic advantages, end quote. But the practice, you know, it's just a consideration, has also been linked to oppression of women and has also proven increased risk of genetic disease in offspring of first cousin relationships. I wonder, gee, why is the British NHS now suddenly extolling the benefits of first cousin marriage, Kane? I wonder why that could be. Lo, we are but simpletons that are trying to find our way in the dark.
I have a theory.
You do? Would you care, Kane, to share your theory with the class?
There is data out there about some of their new, quote-unquote, residents coming into the country having a history of first cousin marriages and a history of inbred medical issues. So I think what they're trying to do is again further kowtow to these illegal, I guess.
Can I share immigrants? With you some simple stats? May I share with you?
Please do.
Some very simple statistics. Okay, so on the heels of this headline from The Telegraph, first cousin marriage has benefits, says NHS guidance. So their National Health Service in Britain is now saying that there are benefits to marrying your first cousin. Okay. It's going to lay that out there. Just set that up on the table. Some interesting stats. Qatar. Did you know that in Qatar, according to the Center for Arab Genomic Studies, 35% of marriages, at least, are to first cousins.
Ooh.
Hmm. 35. Yemen. Would you like to know the percentage of first cousin unions in Yemen? 70 to 85%. That's Journal Agent, and it's in PDF available on the Webernets. In fact, Yemen has some of the highest rates for first cousin marriages. Saudi Arabia, it's 25 to 42%. United Arab Emirates, it's 21 to 28%. Huh. Just very interesting in that it's that high. Egypt, it's anywhere, I mean, it could be up to 30 to 50%. Jordan, it's 20 to 39%. For the Hamas supporters in Israel, because I don't say Gazans in Israel, I don't believe in the word Palestinian, it's 20 to 50%. Sudan, it's 44 to 50%. Just putting that up on the table for you. So now does that put that article in a little bit sharper perspective? It's very interesting that that's considered. I mean, I'm not quite sure how to. I mean, it's a whole. It's from the NHS. It's a government health agency that is suggesting this. The NHS Genomics Education Program, they released this guidance on September 22nd. Is when they released it. So they're basically saying, go shag your cousin in Britain. Now, in Britain, where they have seen a major, major population shift due to the deluge of illegal immigration. Now, let me just ask a follow-up question. So now if British NHS is literally promoting first cousin marriage. How long until they try to justify the practice of old dudes marrying young girls? You know, I'm just curious. This is what I'm talking about when I say assimilation. This is not assimilation. Not at all. This is, they got a weaker government to assimilate to them instead of them assimilating into an existing sovereign entity. Wait, I'm curious though. Hold up, full pause. Isn't this what the left always accused like Republican voters in Alabama and Appalachia and all this other stuff of doing? And now here the left is like, but the NHS... And the UK says you can marry your first cousin. Right? Yeah. How is this healthy? How does this contribute to a healthier population, knowing full well that there are a lot of medical issues with this, Kane?
So the NHS, who is obviously tasked with the health of society, of their society, they know that first cousin marriages lead to birth defects and all kinds of health issues. Yet the only benefit that they actually cite in this is that it's stronger extended family support systems and economic advantages. Neither of those are health-related benefits. Why is NHS giving us non-health-related benefits, which, by the way, these are arguable, rather than focus on the actual detriment to health with first cousin marriages? It makes no sense.
There was a study that was done in 2002 that looked at Pakistani infants that made up a 4% of UK births, but accounted for over 30% of the birth defects. In 2013, a larger study was commissioned, and it discovered that 37% of infants with birth defects were from Pakistani first cousin marriages, 37 times the national average. And the source on that, a number of them, they're actually, the left loves this. It was over at Lancet and then NIH as well. It's the Science and Society, Genetic Counseling and Customary Marriage. And it's a big, giant read. This, that's a very big deal. So you're talking about promoting lowered IQ and increased birth defects. That's the only way to look at this. And Britain, which I don't think that we can make fun of France anymore as being the surrender to everything entity, because that's clearly Britain now. Well, or also, I mean, Britain was so eager to just import lawlessly millions of people in that of fighting age people. And now they are literally looking to change their policies and encourage first cousin marriage as a result of this. That is knowing full well the statistics with birth defects, knowing full well the effect on IQ, knowing full well too, what do also birth defects mean? It means a greater need for healthcare systems, doesn't it? So here you have a government-run healthcare that's looking at a captive audience of having forever patients because of birth defects, because it's promoting literally a union that pretty much guarantees issues. Oh my gosh. This is where we are at in 2025. Britain is now promoting first cousin marriage because of the lawlessness, illegal immigration, the deluge that has completely changed everything. They're lost. They're gone. Britain is gone. Wow. And the United States better pay attention. This was literally always stuff that the left accused the right of doing. That's what, and now they're defending it. At least the left in Britain, they're defending it because people have been going, wait, I'm sorry, what, Telegraph? What? You published this piece? What? NHS over there is promoting what? And now the left is, oh, you're bigots. So now you're a bigot if you oppose first cousin marriage, because the left is so eager to commit seppuku, because they are terrified of being thought as bigots. They have such a crisis of confidence. They're terrified at being thought of as bigots. I can't even, yeah, let the movie Deliverance, that's what we're talking about here, importing that, yes. I mean, we can sit here and go down the statistics, but those are just some of the top line ones that are pretty easy. I mean, goodness. The higher infant mortality rates, increased genetic risk. Do you realize 20 years prior, didn't USAID fund some of these campaigns, Kane?
Yeah.
Because they were warning about the dangers, the infant mortality rate, et cetera, of unions like this, of first cousin unions. And they had like huge awareness campaigns. Saudi Arabia actually implemented a premarital screening programs so that they could inform couples of genetic risks to their infants. And now this is what the UK is doing. From what I understand, Saudi Arabia has been trying to turn away from that. Although a lot of that is because of the new ruling entity that's over there. And they've been really trying. So they're going forward and the UK is going backward. Am I understanding this correctly?
That's right, which is absurdity. But think about this even further. Let's not forget that the first cousins that they're talking about could actually be products of other first cousins,
yeah.
Unions. So it's like, it's what?
What?
As we move, our partners that help bring you the program, it is the folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone provider out there. If you haven't switched, like, I don't know, maybe you just love funding the left. You got to think about that. You got to be smart about where your dollars go. And if you're funding, if you're still going with another cell phone service, you got to realize that you are spending tons of money towards gun control, towards DEI. And this is all public record. I'm not making any of this up. With Patriot Mobile, your money goes to support the things that you vote to protect every time you're at the ballot box. But what's more, you're getting amazing coverage. You're paying less. Veterans and first responders get 15% off of their bill every single month. So this is reliable coverage, access to all the major networks, no compromise on quality, and you can get a plan that's tailor-made for you. Businesses of all sizes, families of all sizes, singles, it doesn't matter. Easy to switch. They can do it in just a few minutes on the phone. I'm not kidding you. If my mom can do it, look, you're going to be able to do it as well. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to go to the store. There's no store visits. You can do it all on the phone, and they will get you set up, and it's really fast. Nationwide coverage, all three major networks, keep your number, keep your phone, upgrade, get entirely new ones. It is up to you. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT to get started. Use promo code Dana to get a free month of service. And don't forget, veterans and first responders get 15% off their bill every month. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay. So a Florida man torched a $90,000 BMW after he stole it. West Palm Beach, he decided to drive to a nightclub, park his 2021 BMW X6 in a lot, call the police in the panic because it was stolen. And they confirmed that they found it. But anyway, a guy stole it and set it on fire. That's all you need to know. Can you believe? This is why I'm like, just Uber it, man. If you're going to go to a sketch part of town, dude, just like Uber it. Because you're right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And that's why I included that next story, because BMWs were actually being recalled for what reason? So this fire. Thief may not have torched it on purpose. He may have just overheated it and
yeah,
it caught
it's still
fire
a direct
based on the
consequence
recall.
Of his thievery.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Apparently, it can even happen when the car is not in use. And so they are recalling a lot of that, those cars over there. Can we talk about the peacock thing? Because this is making me so mad. Dude, a Florida man, Miami Herald, killed and ate his neighbor's peacock because the neighbor fed them. He killed and ate his pet peacocks because the neighbor fed his peacocks.
It makes no sense.
He did it to spite the neighbor. 61-year-old Craig Vaught was arrested. A deputy said that a neighbor got a disturbing letter from him and they called the authorities. And in the letter, which Vaught put in her mailbox, he wrote he killed two of his pet peacocks because she kept feeding them. He got in a verbal dispute with her, and so he wrote the letter to prove a point. He killed the birds and then cooked them in a frying pan. And then he said he's going to kill all of his pet peacocks to prevent anybody from taking custody of them. Well, clearly that said it, because they did take custody of them, and now he's got charged with aggravated animal cruelty and booked into Land O'Lakes Detention Center.
I guess that neighbor shouldn't have fattened him up.
It's just so mean. Why? Some people are so petty and psycho, like the gym lady, right, who was losing her mind. Oh, my gosh. This guy tried to write a $368 billion fraudulent check, as you can imagine it would be. The guy walked into Jacksonville, Florida, and then literally wrote $368 billion to cash and took it right into the bank, signed it and everything. Clearly, he had the cops called on him because that was not real. Stick with us. We got third hour on the way. The folks who help make it possible. It's over at Super Beats. You guys are very familiar with Super Beats. The Super Beats Chews helps with your energy, stamina, all of that good stuff. The Super Brain is all about targeting healthy metabolism and blood sugar support as well. It's doctor formulated with a unique form of high absorption berberine. It also has an added boost of Italian olive fruit extract for antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And it's not just any old berberine that they use. It's a unique berberine that's clinically studied to deliver nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. This means fewer pills to swallow. You get the metabolism and healthy blood sugar support benefits in just one highly concentrated, easy to swallow capsule daily. daily. And this clinically studied form of berberine, it helps to fuel your metabolism while minimizing GI distress. And olive fruit extract helps to support heart and vascular health. You can find both the new Superberine and the number one best-selling Super Beats heart chews at Sam's Club. Stock up and save on healthy blood pressure support with $5 off of Super Beats heart chews 90 count from August 27th to September 21st at Sam's Club. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health support. The Burnup.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security. And there is no need for military troops in our major city. Military service members should be dedicated to real emergencies. The members of the Oregon National Guard, their mission is to stand up and protect Oregonians, and they will do that every day, but they are not needed in the city. They are not needed here.
Well, apparently they are. And I realize that, and you know, that there's been this issue with trying to present these protesters as being like super peaceful, etc., but not happening. So they're having to face the ugly truth with us. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, at the top of this third hour. So I keep wanting to say SecDef, but it's SecWar now, right?
Yep.
SecWar, Hegseth. SecDef, Hegseth sounded way better to say, though. I got to say SecDef, Hegseth, SecWar, Hegseth. He's ordered 200 National Guard troops in Oregon to deploy to Portland after POTUS announced that he was authorizing troop deployment to deal with the unrest, violence. Can I just say, because we've got affiliates in Portland, is it? It seems like all the left does there is protest and complain and whine. Is that kind of what you're getting to, Kane?
Yep.
Feels like that's all they do.
Yeah, there's plenty of video out there shown on a daily basis, the giant Antifa-style pushback on law and order. It's been like that for a long time. The residents understand it. It's these politicians that they just want to continue their positions of power.
And I think that the things that they protest about kind of change, correct?
Yeah.
Like on any given day.
Yep.
So they said SecWar, he's going to be protecting ICE facilities under siege by Antifa and other domestic terrorists, Trump wrote. Say in is authorizing the use of full force if necessary. Have you seen what they've been doing? The Democrats have been doing so during the day. They show photos of places in and around Portland where nobody's at, and they're like, look how it's so crazy. It's a war zone, but they're not actually showing where Antifa's actually gathered. They won't take those photos. They won't show like the guillotines that were drug out in front of these ICE facilities. They won't show any of that, which I thought was kind of interesting how their selective process. They're like, oh, look, these are scenes from war ravaged Portland. And that's just like a random picture of a park, or someone will take pictures of, oh, here's this ICE facility. But it's interesting that the ICE facility is covered in. What is that? The wood? The board, particle board,
and plywood.
Thank you. Interesting. And the Portland mayor denounced the military employment, and he says they're showing old footage, but that's not true, though. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw, they were actually dragging out guillotines at one of the protests. They chopped and I'm looking at a couple of threads here. One of them, they chanted that we've got the guillotine, you better run. Oh, so peaceful. Oh, and then the people who live right across the street from all these protests, they're super not happy about the protests, and they've been begging for their city officials to do something about it. Yeah, because nothing says peace and love like guillotines, Kane.
Right.
Just, you know, nothing says
unity.
Unity and all of that. So Democrats are trying so hard to make it look like there's nothing to see here. It's all fine. Look how it's there. Why are they doing this? But the problem is we've all seen it. We've seen the video. We've seen the attacks on these ICE facilities. And you can't, I mean, for crying out loud, there are people that live in Portland that are afraid to even go out and eat because they don't want to be caught up in one of these stupid Antifa protests, riots. I say riots, I mean protest. I say protests, I mean riots. I mean, there's the photos and video are all over. I mean, literally every night, like I'm watching another video of rioters storming an ICE facility, busting up windows. Oh, and then here come police to respond. I mean, video after, I'm scrolling through video right now. I'm in front of my monitor and I'm just scrolling, still scrolling. Oh, finally I got to where I didn't see a video and it was just a photo, Kane. That's how often it's happening here and happening in Portland. It's actually pretty stunning. And so a lot of the people that live there are very upset with it because they don't feel safe. They're worried about the stuff in their communities. They don't like to see people fighting in the streets. They don't feel like they can leave their house to do anything. And they've had citizens like who make videos and they beg law enforcement. They beg their local officials to do something. Now, someone would say, oh, well, Trump is basing his actions on these clips back from 2020. Guys, there's like a ton of stuff from just like the past 90 days that show that this is all new. There is, let me pull this up. This was, there. I wouldn't play the audio of this one just because I can't guarantee the audio, but you can show the video at least. So this was just not last night. I think this was the 27th. Antifa and agitators chased Portland police out of an area following a targeted arrest near an ICE facility. And they, of course, they're all kitted out in their riot gear, etc. They will run police out of the street. So how, I mean, if Antifa is a terrorist organization and they've been doing daily attacks of these ICE facilities, where's the response? Like you have to bring a National Guard. It's the responsibility. If the local officials aren't going to do it, then guess what? It goes up the ladder. That's what happens. It escalates. It escalates up the ladder and someone else will do something about it. If local is not going to fulfill their sworn oaths to uphold law and order in these areas in which they were elected to represent, if they refuse to do it, citizens have the right to demand that state didn't get involved. And if state doesn't do it, then they demand and they have the right to that the federal government get involved. That's what's going to happen if they don't stop this stuff at the local level. It's not Trump's fault. I mean, talk about these Antifa loons. It's these people's fault that have been doing this nonstop. This is just ridiculous. And I feel bad for Portland police. Who the hell would want to be a police officer dealing with these adult brats? Oh my gosh, let's go get our Viore. That woman's in a Viore hoodie. I swear to you, I just saw the logo. It's like a $90 hoodie. All right, so this, I mean, it's a major problem. Major problem. So he's invoked Title 10. He's going to deploy troops into Portland. And the AG has filed a lawsuit against this. This coming from their affiliate up there, Fox 12. So he announced Saturday he's sending troops to Portland. And then, of course, you have this stupid autoplay. The Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield and the governor, they held a joint news conference and they said that POTUS had invoked Title 10 to deploy troops. And the governor, Democrat, said that responded to Trump's comments that he was authorizing full force to handle the domestic terrorists, that he's abusing his authority. And she said the city's doing just fine on its own. Have you guys seen some of the Portland people that live in Portland and the stuff that they're posting on social media? Go look and you tell me if you think it's fine. Go look and you tell me if you think it's okay, if it's fine. if you could not go, if you could not leave your home and go to the grocery store or leave your home and go pick up your kid because you would be terrified that you would be surrounded by Antifa people and that they were on your streets and they were setting off smoke bombs and all kinds of stuff, would you be afraid to leave your house to go get your kid from school or even let your kid go to school? Because that's literally the reality that these people are living with in these areas where they're doing it. They're assaulting people. They're arresting some of these Antifa people who won't stop beating up other individuals. They stop vehicles in the streets. They attack the cars. This is not, what do you mean? What does the governor mean? Oh, we're fine. We're doing fine. That's like that meme of the little dog sitting at the table and everything's on fire. We're fine. Yeah. So they're trying to showcase that it is all being super peaceful. Ron Wyden shared a photo of the ICE facility in Portland that Trump claims is under siege. It's covered in plywood. Huh, Kane.
Yeah.
Why would the ICE facility be covered in plywood?
It's probably to protect the glass that Antifa loves to break. Hmm. It's probably something like that.
Hmm.
Also, he put out a video. It was like a 1 minute video just kind of walking around that facility with that showed the plywood. And he's like, look how quiet it is when literally plywood. Nobody was there. Like, yeah. Nobody was there.
Now go back there tonight.
Yeah.
And then take video and see how that works out for you. Ron Wyden. See how that works for you. Go back there tonight and take video. He's not going to go do it. One Portland resident was begging POTUS to send in begging. Begging them, doing videos. For instance, one said that they can't even walk their dog because the street's been turned into a war zone. It's bad. One Portland resident confronted Antifa for blaring music after midnight, and she says, "quote I'm coming back every night and I'm breaking your redacted. We the people need sleep." She says, "You are worse than ICE." She says, you terrorize us every night. And then she said a bunch of things that we can't play on air. So, yeah. And they've been creating, they created a makeshift LRAD system. So they've been blasting it like until the early hours of the morning. And none of the noise is coming from ICE or DHS. It's all Antifa. So the entire neighborhood can't even go to sleep. The police are overloaded with calls about the disturbance from all the people in the area. And there's nothing that they can do about it because the Democrat governor allows it. Imagine you got to get up to go to work in the morning, but Antifa who don't work have been blasting music and all kinds of like audible garbage at all hours, like 2 a.m, 3 a.m. And these are residential areas. So I don't want people to think that they're only in like down. I mean, these are residential areas. So this, like some people said, I haven't slept in 48 hours. I'm gonna sleep now. I pray Antifa doesn't start up their sound weapon again. Police told me to not go back out because Antifa would attack. So I'm taking their advice. These are literally, I'm not making this up. This is what people are posting on social media. So tell me again that Trump doesn't have to send the National Guard in. This is what happens. Again, Democrats are protecting this stuff. They're protecting this lawlessness and disorder.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Guys, I think I found all of our next career move. If radio stops existing or if you guys have a setback, I got our new career. Here's the headline. A San Francisco woman charges $30,000 to help desperate parents name their babies. She's literally a professional baby namer. What does that mean? Like, how do you go to school for that? She charges literally $30,000. I can name your baby. I'll name your baby for $25,000. How about that?
Discount.
Yeah, discount, right? Super easy. She takes questionnaires, she gives them questionnaires, and then gets likes and dislikes, and then she has the name's meanings, origins, spelling variations, popularity, and quote-unquote vibes. Her services start at $10,000.
Okay.
Baby name branding. Identifying a unique name is... Oh, this is so stupid. Just name your babies. People act like ain't nobody ever been having no babies before. Stop. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. Okay, now they're telling... Why do we have to have people tell us how often to wash our car? I said wash. I did. So every 2 weeks, you're supposed to wash your car every 2 weeks.
Supposed to what?
Supposed to what our car?
The headline says, you're not washing your car enough, and you're supposed to be doing it every 2 weeks.
Wetting our car enough?
You heard what I said.
What?
You heard what I said.
I think there's no R in war.
I'm not going to say it because it sounds dumb. Washing. That sounds so stupid. I'm going to wash my car. I sound like I'm pretending to be from Boston.
It's just wash. That's it. Wash.
Wash.
No, you're going eh. It's wash.
Wash. That sounds so, so snotty. I'm going to wash my car. I'm washing it. So you're supposed to wash your car every 2 weeks. Do you do that every 2 weeks, Kane? Does anybody do that every 2 weeks?
Every month or so.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, they're trying to say the Cracker Barrel outrage was almost entirely driven by bots. I don't believe it was driven by bots. Also, let's see. Amazon Fire TV devices expected to ditch Android for Linux in 2025. We're all super excited about that. But here, wait a minute. No. Let me go back up. I'm sorry, Juan. I'm going back up to 1222, where a Tesla worker has sued for $51 million because they were attacked by a giant robot at the factory, causing him $7 million in medical expenses. He legit got attacked by a giant robot arm. Peter Hinterdobler. Says he's 50. Says he was knocked unconscious by the machine, left with serious injuries. He's run up $1 million. And apparently, I guess it was on camera. So it's like a robotics company. And he got beaten up by a giant robot. See, this is what makes me afraid of even getting a little robot vacuum. Like, what if I wake up and it's like the alien face hugger and it's trying to vacuum my face up? See, I get, we got more on the way. Netanyahu and Trump are having a presser right now as well. Stick with us.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And who knows, maybe even Iran can get in there. We hope we're going to be able to get along with Iran. I think they're going to be open to it. I really believe that. But they could be a member. I long ago said, I'll bet you at some point, Iran will be a member of the Accords, and little did I realize it was going to take this turn. That was some turn we did with the B-2s. But I think they might very well be there because it's a great thing for them.
So this is POTUS right now at this press conference that he's having with Benjamin Netanyahu. Here are a couple of big takeaways. Now, remember, keep in mind, too, as it pertains This is all about Gaza Strip. So Gaza, you have Hamas that runs Gaza. Then you have the Palestinian Authority, which is supposed to be like the umbrella over all of the factions under which you have Hamas, you have Fatah, etc. Fatah had more more influence in West Bank, the two territories. The Palestinian Authority is supposed to be representing the Strip. But the problem is that they have been increasingly taken over by Hamas, which we've talked about. Like in the 07 elections, they won a ton of different seats. And it was expected to be a landslide victory for Hamas in 2021, which is why the authority suspended elections at that time. Now, I bring this up because one of the things that POTUS had specifically said was that he's bypassing the authority by instituting, he's proposing an actual international governing authority, like a governing body. And he mentioned he would be the head of it. And then Tony Blair would be coming on. And he said there's others that they would be announcing. So it would be an international governing body that would oversee it, I guess, in coordination with Israel. And that gets around the issue of the quote unquote Palestinian Authority, because you can't have the authority, the Palestinian Authority, overseeing it when they're overtaken by Hamas. So if the argument is that you want Hamas out, you can't have the authority anymore because they're completely taken over by Hamas. And so that's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the Saudis say about it, because the Saudis and the Emiratis have all said, well, yes, Hamas has to go out of Gaza. But they have said, have Palestinian Authority handle the governance. Well, you can't. So this is interesting. There's probably some debate to be had about inclusion of which, et cetera. There's also this 20-point plan that has been released as well, that apparently Israel has agreed to it, but Hamas has not yet agreed to it. It's a 20-point plan to end the war in Gaza, and it also involves withdrawal of IDF forces in so much as the hostages and the bodies of all of those who have been taken are returned. And there's apparently a detailed map that has been published that shows this is what this giving back the hostages gets you, this is what not being terrorists gets you, et cetera, et cetera. And then they have new lines drawn up for that. There's also the 20-point plan. They're talking about de-radicalizing it into a terror-free zone, you know, gun-free zone, I guess, redeveloping it for the benefit of the people of Gaza. And they said that both sides have to agree. And if they agree, hostages are released. Israel will withdraw forces, and all military operations, including aerial and artillery, et cetera, will be suspended. Again, Israel's already agreed to this. They said within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting the agreement, all hostages alive and deceased should be returned. And they said that once all hostages are returned, Hamas members who commit to peaceful coexistence and decommission their weapons will be given amnesty. Members of Hamas who wish to leave Gaza will be given safe passage to receiving countries. What country is going to take them aside from Qatar? That's it. They talk about aid. There's a lot to go through here. We're going to take we have to hat tip to some of our sponsors, but there's a lot to discuss here. I'll put it together also in just a short like thing for you over at Substack for those of you who subscribe, so you have a understanding. But that was very interesting. My one thing that I was listening for was whether or not he was going to agree with the Saudis and talk about the Palestinian Authority having oversight, and he's not.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
God is the one who defines what is sinful and what is righteous. And he does so in an inerrant and infallible way. God does not need to be brought up to speed on the latest ideas in psychology. Against you, and you only, I have sinned. God is the standard. And again, if we're not thinking about ourselves and our sin in this way, there's no need for repentance, and there's no need for revival.
Such an amazing, amazing titan of faith, Vadi Bacham, who passed away September 25th, due to what was described as a medical emergency event. And I know he'd had some health issues that he'd been dealing with. He's been on the show before. Some of you might remember his book Fault Lines is required reading. I bought it for all the teachers at my kid's school before they graduated, is required reading about DEI and making an idol of race. Well done, good and faithful servant. Prayers to the Bacham family. He was just an absolute legend and total gentleman. Had the privilege of meeting him in person as well. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, it is Joyless Reed, cut 30. Listen to what she has to say here.
I can't stand J.D. Vance. Let's just be clear. There's nothing he could do. He could literally rescue my cat out of a burning building, and I would still hate J.D. Vance.
Really?
Because you just hate. Right. You hate to hate. It's like fuel for people like Joy Reid. Folks, that does it for us today. Find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like and subscribe. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Back with you tomorrow.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.